On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Of course, you're well aware, Black Friday at the end of the month. Plenty of advertisement around that at the moment. But the online sales have already commenced for the Black Friday sales. So too have those seasonal scams. Leah McMahon is a financial planner with Castle Capital. She's with me here in studio today at the Republic of Work in Cork City. Leah, you're very welcome. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The scams are just so proficient, aren't they? They're becoming more and more elaborate.
Absolutely. And we're coming to the time of the year as well where, in particular, people are expecting delivery. And it's actually only something that happened to me there coming up to Halloween. I ordered my daughter's Halloween costume and I was expecting a delivery from DPD on the Tuesday. And I got a text from DPD, but it wasn't DPD. And it was about, you know, following through, click the link, re-entering details. And I was thinking, so I'd like that. Checked my email, went on to the site itself and, you know, in that moment, I could have easily went on as well. Yeah. So they are getting, I suppose they're zoning in, and in particular, people are going to be buying a lot online. And we do see a move of people buying more online now versus going into the shops because it's kind of easier to organise.
Oh, so it's... It really is. I was very much, I feel like I was a late starter with online shopping, and now I am a total convert. And I, you know, as much as I hate it, the convenience of it is just absolutely incredible. But like that, we've all had those situations, Leah, where you've ordered something,
yep,
you're waiting on that delivery, and next thing you're getting the text, and it's so easy to fall into that.
Absolutely. And it is, they are catching people because they're, like, they look like they're from those legitimate, like, you know, I've had a text from OnPost, DPD. Yeah. It's not, you know, some random number. Like, it's something that makes sense to you. And it is about, if you're in doubt, like, there's no problem double checking. So like that, even sending off an email or going on to the website itself, because with your tracker number as well, you can kind of see where it's at. So, you know, if you're getting something to say it's been held in customs, you need to pay. Like if you went on and searched your tracking number, it'll be able to tell you whether or not that's actually happening. So you can verify it actually officially on the websites of the delivery company that you're using. But it is, there's a few different scams coming out. I know I was looking at, I think I was on TikTok recently, and this whole CAPTCHA scam. So, you know, it's the verifying you're human.
Yeah.
And this, I hadn't seen this up until I think maybe a week ago. And it was a lady now, she was speaking, she had a UK accent. So I don't know, maybe is it over there or has it made its way here? But it was kind of about, like, you know, verifying that you're human like that, picking the images and
to
essentially...
To show that you're not a robot often, you yeah. know, before you go on to the next, to make your payment, you have to, you know, identify how many bicycles are
yes.
in the grid, and there might be three. But in this instance, they were actually asking people then for further verification of their personal ID.
Yes, and then they were getting to the stage where they would somehow then be able to actually take over your phone. And if you think of everything that you have on your phone, like we have our online banking, mm-hmm. anyone using, you know, say, I suppose, like banking, like Revolut, N26, like all of these apps that we have that have a lot of information. A lot of people store things on their phone as well in terms of passwords, and even like you'd have a copy of your passport maybe from taking a photo and sending it off, you know, for different things like your car insurance.
We have
a lot of serious information on our phone that nobody really... where like that they're getting hacked, like.
So the just to point out for listeners, that CAPTCHA scam mm. that you're talking about that has been widely reported on in the UK at the moment, like the CAPTCHA itself is fine where it's, you know, the motorbikes or how
yes.
many traffic lights are. It's when they start asking you for, you know, PPS, IBAN,
exactly.
BIC numbers.
Yeah.
That's
like
when you need
CAPTCHA
to hold back.
Itself is only, like you're saying, identify the bikes, how many bridges. That's the extent of
yeah,
it, and you'll
that's
get your
fine.
Your tick the box. If it's asking you anything personally, then no, you have to take a step back now and kind of look at the website itself, whether you have to go out of it, close the app and go back into Google and kind of rejig it and do it again. But it's not supposed to look like that. It's, you know, we're all very familiar with the steps of CAPTCHA. It's We're not supposed to give out more information.
So the Black Friday itself is at the end of the month, November 28th, isn't it? But the online element is nearly kicked off already in most businesses.
They do, and I suppose we start to see a lot, I suppose, now that we're into November, because I think today, Thursday, we're 7 weeks till Christmas, officially.
I know,
which
it's mad, isn't
doesn't
it?
Feel that
nearly,
long
nearly
away.
I feel you can't say it.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's kind of, we were having this conversation the other day in work, that as soon as, you know, November first comes and the Halloween decorations get taken down, it's the when will we put up the tree. But yeah, a lot of sales, I suppose, have started. And the biggest thing, I suppose, you know, given that I'm a financial planner, that I would say about sales is that you start off with your list of who you need to buy for, an idea of what you're going to buy for them. And then if the sale fits, then there's a bargain, there's a saving, because sometimes we can kind of nearly be triggered or kind of lured into this whole, well, you know, it's buy one, get one free. It's 50% off. If you weren't going to buy it beforehand, you're not saving money. Sometimes it encourages overspending. And I think the thing it is with Christmas, because it is, it's a lot of people's favourite time of the year. A lot of people go under, I suppose, or get under a lot of pressure at Christmas time, because it's one day itself. You have all of the social occasions coming up to Christmas. Even to go see Santa now is quite expensive. Mm. You know, people maybe are cutting down on the list. Secret Santa is a lot more popular, which is great. But obviously, it's a big gift giving season. You have, you know, if you're hosting Christmas dinner, the expense. And the other side is all your bills continue. They don't pause at Christmas. You don't get a month off in December. And what you'll find is generally, because of the nature of most businesses, will close or they'll get paid early. So you may get paid kind of, you know, the 19th or 20th of December. The next time you might get paid, you know, especially if you're paid monthly, it might be the end of January.
Yeah, it's a long month, all right. You know, you get to the 25th of January. For people that maybe feel, Leah, that they have, you know, accidentally clicked into that wrong link that they got from whatever different provider, what is the first thing you need to do?
Ring your bank straight away, because the earlier you act, the more likelihood that they can get in there and stop. Because I suppose if you think of it, you know, we see money come out instantly nowadays. It doesn't get to the other place straight away. Now, like that, I suppose scammers are kind of proficient and they're quick like that, but it's looking at, okay, let's ring the bank, let's tell them what's happened, and let's work on, you know, hopefully getting the money back. But the first point to call is ring your bank and ring the guards as well. Because I suppose with ringing the guards, you know, they can send out a wider message to share that, look, this is going around. Because the more people that know about it, the more aware and kind of sensitive you're going to be to it, to, I suppose, not fall into the trap of it. So yeah, it's kind of the guards and the bank would be my go-to.
They're the first two things to do. Listener looking for a little bit of advice about saving, last minute saving in the run up to the festive period, like 7 weeks out. Yeah. So I suppose maybe for people that are paid last week or getting paid this week, there is still some time to sit down and do that.
There is still 7 weeks. And I know, like, if you're being paid monthly and you get paid in the first of the month, you've one paycheck left fortnightly or weekly, then there's a few more. But it's about sitting down with your list, realising who you have to buy for, and then, you know, putting together a list of, okay, I'm going to buy this for this person. And I think as well, the other side is that, you know, Christmas itself, it's not about how much you spend or, you know, the whole material side of it. It is actually about spending the time with the people that you love and not putting yourself under pressure to say, well, you know, I have to spend 100 euro. Like, who says you have to spend 100 euro? You know, I think nobody wants to see someone else being put under pressure. I don't think most people would expect someone to put themselves under financial pressure to give them a gift. So it works both ways. But it's kind of looking at, you know, what I want to buy, and then going out and saying, you know, is there offers on this that, you know, I can avail of? And you do shop around, you know, sometimes I suppose the closer you do leave it to Christmas, the more likely you are to go into the shop, buy it and come back out and not look anywhere else.
I've spent my whole life as that last minute, very last minute
person.
And you
do get caught.
Yeah. Without question, because you have left it, so, you know, to the final moment and the dying hours leading up to Christmas Eve. I've been there many, many times. Hopefully one year I will learn. Plenty of advice there. Leah McMahon, financial planner with Castle Capital. Leah, thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks
here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.